ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 87 chapter entitled The Prayers of the Personified Vedas, the text 29. Sthira chara jatayasyur ajayota nimitta yujo vihara udikshayadi parasya vimukta tataha. नहि परमस्य कश्चिद् अपरो न परश्च भवेत्। वियक्त इवापदस्य तव शून्यतूलां ददाहत। स्थिरचरा जातयश्युरजयोतनिमित्तयुजो विहार उदीक्षयदि परस्य विमुक्ततः। नहि परमस्य कश्चिद् अपरो न परश्च भवेत्। वियात इवापदस्य तव शून्यतुलां ददहत। स्थिरचार जातयशूरजयोत निमित्तयुजो विहार उदीक्षया यदि परस्य विमुक्ततः। नहि परमस्य कश्चिद् अपरो न परश्च भवेत्। वियात इवापदस्य तव शून्यतुलां ददहत। स्थिरचार जातयश्युरजयोत निमित्तयुजो विहार उदीक्षयदि परस्य विमुक्ततः। नहि कश्चिद् अपरो न परश्च भवेत्। विहात इवापदस्य तव शून्यतुलां ददहत। स्थिरचार जातयश्युरजयोत निमित्तयुजो विहारयोदीक्षयदि परस्य विमुक्ततः। नहि परमस्य कश्चिद् अपरो न परश्च भवेत्। ह्यात इवापदस्य तव शून्यतुलां ददहत। स्थिरचार जातयश्युरजयोत निमित्तयुजो विहार उदीक्षयति परस्य विमुक्ततः। नहि परमस्य कश्चिद् अपरो न परश्च भवेत्। व्यात इवापदस्य तव शून्य तुलां ददहत। माताजी, स्थिरचार जातयश्युरजयोत निमित्तयुजो विहार vihara udikshayaya dīparasya vimukta tataha. Nahi paramasya kaschid aparuna parascha bhaved. Viyata ivapadhasya tava shunya tulam dadahata. Stira, stationary, chara, and moving, jataya, species of life, shu, become manifest. Ajaya, with the material energy, uta, awakened, nimitta, their motivations for activity, and the subtle bodies activated by such. Yujaha, assuming, vihara, sport, udikshaya, by a brief glance, yadi, if, parasya, of him who is aloof, vimukta, who eternally liberated one, tataha, from her, na, not, he, indeed, paramasya, for the supreme, kaschit, anyone, apara, not foreign, na, nor, paraha, foreign, cha, also, bhavet, can be, viyata, for the ethereal sky, iva, as if, apadasya, which has no perceptible qualities, tava, for you, shunya, to avoid, tulam, a resemblance, dadahataha, who take on. Translation and purport. The disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O eternally liberated, transcendental Lord, your material energy causes the various moving and non-moving species of life to appear by activating their material desires. But only when and if you sport with her by briefly glancing at her. You, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, see no one as an intimate friend and no one as a stranger, just as the ethereal sky has no connection with the perceptible qualities. In this sense, you resemble a void. Purport. Not only are living beings totally dependent on the all-powerful independent Lord for their maintenance and welfare, but even the very fact of their embodied existence is due only to His exceptional mercy. The Personality of Godhead has no interest in material affairs, since He has nothing to gain from the petty pleasures of this world, and is altogether free from any contamination of envy or lust. He is exclusively involved in confidential loving pastimes with His pure devotees in the eternal realm of His spiritual energies. Therefore, the only reason He ever turns to the business of material creation is to help draw lost souls back into this inner circle of eternal enjoyment. To attempt a life separate from the Lord, our rebellious souls must be provided with suitable bodies and an illusory environment in which to act out their fantasies of independence. The merciful Lord agrees to let them learn in their own way, so He glances at Mahamaya, His energy of material creation. Simply by this glance, she is awakened and makes all required arrangements on His behalf. She and her helpers manufacture countless varieties of gross and subtle bodies of demigods, humans, animals, and so on, along with countless situations in heavenly and hellish worlds, all just to give the conditioned souls the exact facilities they desire and deserve. While the uninformed may blame God for the suffering of his creatures, a sincere student of the Vedic literature will come to appreciate the Supreme Lord's equal concern for each soul. Since he has nothing to lose or gain, there is no reason for him to distinguish between friends and opponents. We may choose to oppose him and make all endeavors to forget him, but he never forgets us, nor does he ever stop providing us with all our necessities, along with his unseen guidance. Srila Sridhar Swami prays, Tad ikshana vasakshobha maya bhodita karmabhi jatan samsaratak kinnan nirhare pahi napitaha. O Father, O Lord, appearing as half man, half lion, please save those who have been born into the endless cycle of birth and death. These souls are distressed by their karmic entanglement, which Maya awakened when your glance excited her to activity. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabhandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patit Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandaha Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First, I would like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here. Without the blessings, without the prayers, without the mercy of the Vaishnavas, as Srila Prabhupada rightly said, to progress in spiritual life is just an hallucination. So I sincerely seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here. And I'd also like to thank the authorities who gave me this opportunity for my purification. Thank you once again. Hare Krishna. some time back, I was reading one lecture of Srila Prabhupada. Very nice lecture. And it was an arrival address. It so happened that Srila Prabhupada was traveling from Philadelphia to San Francisco. It was 1975. He boarded the plane and the plane was about to take off. All the passengers had taken the respective seats. At that moment of time, the pilot came out of his cockpit. He saw all the passengers seated and he came towards Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Swamiji, if you don't mind, will you please join me inside the cockpit? We can have a nice discussion while flying. And sure enough, Srila Prabhupada said, why not? Let's go. And they both entered the cabin. The discussion started. And the pilot asked one question. He said, Swamiji, who is the cause of all causes in this world? Who is the cause of all causes? As sure, what would be the answer? Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is the cause. God, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Okay. Then he continued, Swamiji, who is the cause of all good things in this world? Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is the cause of all good things in this world. That means, Swamiji, anything which emanates from Krishna has to be good. Srila Prabhupada said, yes. Anything which emanates from Krishna has to be good. Then his fourth question was, then Swamiji, who is the cause of all bad things in this world? The question had a deep meaning. The first question was, who is the cause of all causes? That is Krishna. Who is the cause of all good things in this world? That is Krishna. That means anything which emanates from Krishna has to be good. Yes. Then who is the cause of bad things in this world? Ye prashna bahut gehra hai. What he meant to ask was, if everything is coming from Krishna and everything is good which is emanating from Krishna, then why you devotees are segregating? This is bad, this is good. In short, why are you saying no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling? Ultimately, the cause of all causes in Krishna and everything which is emanating from Krishna is all good. So why don't you accept it? Why are you saying no to all these things? Prabhupada answered the question. The flight landed at San Francisco. And the devotees were there to greet him and welcome him. And there was a huge kirtan and there was a press conference right in the airport. Nowadays, because of security reasons, this doesn't happen. And Srila Prabhupada sat on the Vyasasana. He started his lecture. And then he asked the same question to the devotees. He praised the question which the pilot asked in the plane. He said, what a question. What a question. Very good question. Who is the cause of all causes? Devotee said, Krishna. Who is the cause of all good things in this world? Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. That means anything which emanates from Krishna has to be good. Yes, Srila Prabhupada. Then who is the cause of bad things in this world? Then Prabhupada gave the answer. He told the pilot, this is what he addressed the devotees. He said, for Krishna there is no good and bad. everything is coming from Krishna. Good is his front side and everything bad is his back side. So he doesn't mind anything which is coming. It doesn't affect him at all, good and bad. Then he explained it with an example. He said, who is the cause of daytime? Ye subha ka karan kaun hai? Who is the cause? Can anyone answer? Sun. Who is the cause of night time? Sun. How? By the absence of sun. Ultimately the cause is the sun. But due to his presence there is daytime. But due to his absence there is night. Similarly he said, the cause of all good things in this world is Krishna. And the cause of all bad things in this world is absence of Krishna. Ultimately the cause is Krishna. And he said, we devotees take everything in the presence of Krishna and reject those things in the absence of Krishna. That's why the slogan is, Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. Then he asked the devotees, how was my answer? Devotees said, very good, Srila Prabhupada. Then the conversation didn't end there. He said, the pilot was very intelligent. He asked me another question. The second question was, Swamiji, how can we be peaceful here? How can we be peaceful here? Now, if this question is asked to any of the present day modern age gurus, what can be the answer? How can there be peace here? It will be like huge bombastic words, you know, universal brotherhood, and where no man envies the other man, and where everyone respects each other. And these things keep on going all across the society. And Srila Prabhupada has often mentioned, why is the United Nations organization a big failure? Because from the day it started, only thing they could be successful in achieving was the number of flags outside the gate. Oh, so many countries have joined the United Nations organization. And every time they'll keep on speaking about peace, where everyone has to be respectful of the other and no man should envy the other man. There should be universal brotherhood. Then there will be peace. And Srila Prabhupada would often say, how can there be universal brotherhood when you have forgotten your father? And then he would say that at the end of the meeting in United Nations, what they would have on the plate for a dinner or a lunch, it would be a piece of meat. And they would just have some non-veg dishes. And Prabhupada said, how can you speak of peace when your action itself is so violent? That's why this entire United Nations is just a waste of time. The same case in the present society, in so many think tanks, the social reformers or the economists have many, many plans for peaceful society, individually as well as collectively. But it is all a big failure. Because they speak about everything except that important point. Their mentality is like that of Duryodhana. The first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Duryodhana is speaking to Drona, Dronacharya, and he starts mentioning the strength of both the parties. He starts an opinion poll survey. Who is great? Drishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashirajascha, Viryavan, Purujit, Kunti, Bojaschan, Saibhyascha, Narapungava. Then he speaks about his own army. Bhavan, Bhishmascha, Karnascha, Kripascha, Samitinjaya, Ashwatthama, Vikarnascha, Saumadattisthataivacha, Annecha, Bahavasura, Madarte, Tekta, Jivita, Nana, Shastra, Praharana, Sarva, Yuddhe, Visharada. Then he continues, aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma virakshitam. Paryaptam tumidam etesham balam bhima virakshitam. He mentioned all the soldiers who were really very important for him. But he committed a big blunder. He didn't mention the name of one person. Who was it? It was Krishna. For him, Krishna was, as of till today, he was of no use for me. He's a covered boy, and today he is looking after the horses. What big use he'll be for me in this battlefield of Kurukshetra? So he literally neglected the presence of the Lord. That is what the present society, they have all the solutions for all the problems, but they forget the main person. And because of this, all their endeavor is a big failure. When this pilot asked this question to Srila Prabhupada, how can we achieve peace? Prabhupada answered, beautiful, this question, what a beautiful answer. And as the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, this answer will remain eternal for all time to come. Simple answer. What was the answer? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mrichyate. What is the meaning of this shloka? Only enjoyer in this world is Krishna. The only proprietor of this world is only Krishna. And he is the true well-wishing friend of all the living entities all across. It is Krishna. This is the peace formula. Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor. And he is the true well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Suhridam sarva bhutanam. The corresponding shloka to this is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually, this is applicable. This formula is applicable in all walks of life, in spiritual society, in material society, in all the societies. If you look go deep into this particular verse, there is a verse in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is addressing Rupa Goswami at Prayag. And when he is speaking to Rupa Goswami, he comes with this shloka, very wonderful shloka. He says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakala Ashanta Krishna Bhakta. Which Krishna Bhakta? There are many Krishna Bhaktas. Which type of Krishna Bhakta? Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ateiva Shanta. This is the point. There are many types of Krishna Bhaktas. There are many people who come to the sadhana level. But which type of Krishna Bhakta will find peace? Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ateiva Shanta. And there in that purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, the peace formula in this world, individually, collectively, is only one. What is that peace formula? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam nyatva mam shanti mrichyate. Krishna is the only enjoyer. It may be a spiritual society, it may be a material society. Krishna is the only proprietor. And Krishna is the true well-wishing friend of all the living entities. If someone thinks that he is the enjoyer and he is the proprietor, it may be any society, then he is challenging the presence of Krishna. And 100%, that living entity will always be misery. He'll be miserable. He'll always be in misery. He'll put others also in misery. This is the formula. And especially, Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam, the Lord is the well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Actually, in the Padma Purana it said, Jalaja Nava Lakshani Stavara Lakshani Vimshati. How are these 84 lakh species, how are they differentiated? Very beautifully is explained in the Padma Purana. If you ask the modern day biologists or modern day zoologists, their file doesn't have 84 lakh species actually. It is only the Puranas, the Shastras which mention there are 84 lakh species. And how are they distributed? Very beautifully explained in the Padma Purana. If you go to any water body, how many aquatics in a water body? Can anyone just give a guess? Jalaja Navalakshani. How many species in water? 9 lakh species in water. 9 lakh is not their population. 9 lakh species. Maybe sharks, then be whales, then dolphins, then there is crab, then there is, n number of species. So like this, like such, 9 lakh species. And Krishna, as Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam, is there within the heart of all these living entities. They may be in the form of aquatics, no problem. Jalaja Navalakshani, 9 lakhs in water. How much in the air? The two winged birds. Simple, add 1 more lakh. 9 lakhs in the water. In the air, 10 lakh species of birds. And in each and every one of them, Paramatma is residing along with the Jivatma. Crow, sparrow, parrot. It goes on. How many varieties? How many species? 10 lakh species of birds. 9 in the water, 10 in the air. Back on the ground, insects and reptiles. How many? Any guess? 9 in the water, 10 in the air, insects and reptiles, just add one more. 11 lakh species. So what is the total? 9 plus 10 plus 11? 30 lakh species. In every one of them, Paramatma is there residing along with the Jivatma. Then comes the green vegetation. The plants, the trees, the shrubs, the creepers, all are living entities there within those bodies. And Paramatma is there. Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam. How many of them? Plants, shrubs, trees, how much? 20 lakh species. Mango tree, jackfruit tree, coconut tree, this tree, some trees with fruit, some without fruits. Some only with flowers, some not even with flowers, only leaves. Some not even with leaves, only with thorns. Paramatma is there within them too. So what is the total? 50 lakh species. Now, the final are the four-legged quadrupeds. Dog, cat, monkey, tiger, lion. How many of them? 30 lakh species. So total 80 lakh species. And Paramatma is there within their hearts too. Suhrudam Sarvabhutana. Then who are those selected for the great 4 lakh species? Human beings are those 4 lakh species. Now the question arises, human beings, how 4 lakh species among humans? On what basis is this division done? Is it on the basis of the color? Is it on the basis of the language? Is it on the basis of the nationality? Is it on basis of financial status? Or is it on basis of geographical location? On what basis is this division done for 4 lakh species of humans? Can anyone answer? Yes? It is the consciousness. So imagine there are 4 lakh varieties of consciousness among humans. And Prabhupada saying so many consciousness. Dog conscious, cat conscious, eating conscious, sleeping conscious, mating conscious, defending conscious. So many people have so many different types of consciousness. money conscious, car conscious, beauty conscious. And today in modern age, most of the people in urban areas, mobile, smartphone conscious, WhatsApp conscious, demigod conscious, so many, nationality conscious, politics conscious, sports conscious. If we start emulating, I think we'll have shortage of time. Srila Prabhupada says, but of all these consciousness, what is the best conscious, the topmost conscious, is Krishna conscious. And what is Krishna conscious? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam yatva mam shantim ricchade. This is Krishna consciousness. And that Paramatma, who is there within the heart of every living entity, he is the ultimate judge. He knows the innermost desires of all the living entities. He knows what is the living entity desiring, and he knows how to ascertain the next destination for this living entity. And he doesn't make any mistake. Never has he committed any mistake, because he knows how he should, you know, handle everyone. That is why Srila Prabhupada will say, seriously practice Krishna consciousness. Sincerely practice Krishna consciousness. Because the Paramatma within the heart, if the sadhaka is sincere and serious, then the Paramatma within the heart will try to help, and surely will help. But if the sadhaka is not that serious, if it is not that sincere, as it is rightly said, amongst the cheaters, Krishna is the biggest cheat. Dyutam chalayatam asme. I can cheat even those who want to cheat me. That is Paramatma. Sometimes for sadhak, if two people start praising, Prabhu, you are a pure devotee. Third person starts saying that you are a pure devotee. Fourth person says you are a pure. Then that sadhaka starts saying, I think I got so many certificates, that means I have become a pure devotee. No, it's not that easy. It is the Paramatma within the heart who knows the innermost desires of the living entity. That's why to be serious and sincere, that is what is required from a sadhaka. Srila Prabhupada would say, especially when he would quote this verse, Neha bikrama nasosti pratyavayona vidyate swalpam apiyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. A little endeavor in this path of devotion can save you from the greatest of fears, from the greatest of dangers. And he would ask his disciples, what is the greatest danger for the human society? What is the greatest danger? Every human being should fear this danger. I should surpass this danger. Death, yeah, very good. How? Srila Prabhupada says, the biggest fear the living entity, especially every human being should have that. This is a human form of life I have got after traveling through 84 lakh species. I should properly utilize this life. If I misuse this life, again I have to travel through this 84 lakh species. This is the biggest danger. And every sadhaka should be very careful. No, at any cost, I will not travel through this. I will practice sincerely, and I will try to inspire others to practice sincerely. That is preaching. Then I will come out of this cycle of birth and death. This is sadhana. Actually, coming to this verse here, the Lord is saying here, the Vedas are explaining, you, the personality of Godhead, see no one as an intimate friend and no one as a stranger. For you, everyone are the same. Is it so? For Lord, everyone is the same? Yes, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham sarva bhuteshu name dveshosti na priya ye bhajante tu mam bhakti mai te teshu chapyaham. He continues, apicheta sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak sadhu reva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisa. And he concludes, shipram bhavati dharmatma sashva shantim nigachyati kaunteha pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyate.
He is equal to all. Is it? Yes. But for his devotees, he has a soft corner. That is the Lord. Just going along with this line, there is a beautiful mention of the Lord's role in the Mahabharata. Actually, the Madhva Sannyasis, they often quote, what was the Lord's role in the Mahabharata? And especially, they quote the works of Kumara Vyasa. Kumara Vyasa, one of the great devotees of the Lord, in the 14th century, and he wrote, because he wrote the Mahabharata in a poetry format, in Kannada. And this was in the temple of Lord Veeranarayana in Gadag. The temple still exists. And even that pillar where Kumara Vyasa sat in front of the Lord, Veeranarayana, the Lord was explaining him to him. He just spoke to him the entire Mahabharata. And Kumara Vyasa just wrote it in the format of a poem, in the form of Bhamini Shatpadi. Bhamini Shatpadi is a 6-line stanzas. And it is very famous among the Madhva Sampara. Because in that entire Kumara Vyasa, how he wrote the Mahabharata, he has glorified Krishna. He said the only reason how the Pandavas won the war was because of Krishna. It was impossible to win. And how the Lord maneuvered the whole show, it is explained very beautifully. It is said, just 1 or 2 days before the war, both the armies were called, the chief of the army were called. And the rules and regulations for the war are supposed to be laid down. What will be the rules? What will be the regulations for the war? So, Yudhishthira was called along with his brothers. That time Yudhishthira, he hesitated to go. He said, I don't believe the Kauravas. Once they called me for the gambling match. See what has happened to me. Now they are calling for a meeting. That time he goes to Krishna. He says, Krishna, please, you should be there. And whatever decisions you take, I will agree to those decisions. So Krishna said, okay, no problem, I will come. So the meeting took place. And the person who presided over the meeting, who spoke in the entire meeting, was Duryodhan. Because the war, the rules and regulations will be laid for the war. So Duryodhan spoke. He said, see, I am a very busy man and I have no time to fight. And especially I don't have time to fight with beggars like you. So the first rule of the war is, the war will go on only for 18 days. If it prolongs to the 19th day, by default, the Kauravas have won the war. The Pandavas were shocked. What is this rule? They looked at Krishna. Krishna said, agreed. Go ahead. What is your second rule? Tell me. He said, yeah, very good. The second rule is, you all are 5 in number. In this 18-day war, of you 5, even if one is killed, who has won the war? The Kauravas have won the war. The Pandavas were, what is this? They looked at Krishna. Krishna said, agreed. Go ahead. Oh, very good. Then the final rule. You all are 5. We are 100. Of the 100 of us, even if one survives on the 19th day, who has won the war? The Kauravas have won the war. The Pandavas look, what is this? Krishna said, agreed. Go ahead.
And the way the Lord maneuvered the whole show, He wanted to complete it within 18 days. It was practically impossible. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha Kripascha Samitinjaya. Here the names which He removed out, the names He mentioned to Drona, Bhavan, you, Bhishma, you, Kripascha, Samitinjaya, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, all of them, they can't be defeated in the battlefield. So there is no question of losing the battle. Hands down, the Kauravas are going to win. Krishna said, I am ready to accept any challenges. And how to defeat Bhishma? My God, how the Lord planned it. As per the rules and regulations of the war, no soldier should be attacked if he is unarmed. But the Lord has to defeat Bhishma on the 10th day of the war. Till 9th day, the Pandavas were suffering very badly. Every now and then, Yudhishthira would go to Krishna and say, My Lord, I think I better take sannyas. I'll go to the forest. Too much. We are getting defeated very bad. The Lord would give him assurance. Don't worry. The 10th day, the Lord made Shikhandi to stand in front of Bhishma. When Shikhandi stood in front of Bhishma, that great mighty warrior Bhishma kept his bow and arrows to the side. That time the Lord told Arjuna, Now start shooting. Arjuna, it was very difficult to shoot, and it is against the rules of the war. You can't shoot a person who is unarmed. Krishna said, shoot. He said, I can't shoot. He said, close your eyes but shoot. And he starts shooting. Within minutes, Bhishma was on the floor. Bhishma gone out of the way. Now the remaining person is Drona. And see the Lord's plan. He told Bhima, go and tell your guru, Ashwatthama Hataha. He went and started dancing in front of Dronacharya. Dronacharya said, I don't believe in you. I'll go to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, please tell me, because you never tell lies. Has Ashwatthama been killed? Because if that mighty Bhishma is floored, I doubt anyone can stay in this war, because in front of Krishna, everyone is going to be killed. Ashwatthama, is he dead? You know the famous statement of Yudhishthira, Ashwatthama Hataha Narovo Kunjarova. At that moment of time, Dronacharya sat on that chariot and he went in a yoga nidra. Yoga mudra, yoga nidra. In this entire, that soul had left the body just to search across the entire battlefield. Is my son still alive? That battlefield of Kurukshetra is not a small playground. Sometimes you feel battle Kurukshetra is small, like a Shivaji Park, Maidan or Ajad. No, battlefield of Kurukshetra, if you look into today's geographical condition, it is like half of Delhi, Haryana, Punjab. Such a huge arena for the fight, and millions of people have gathered there. The soul went to search for Ashwatthama. At that moment of time, only one person knew in the entire battlefield that the soul is not within the body. Who was that person? Krishna. He told Drishtadyumna, just separate the head from that trunk. Our job is done. If you look into the war, the rules of the war, you are not supposed to touch an unarmed soldier. Drishtadyumna went and just slashed the head out. When the soul came back, it was unfit for inhibition. It went away. Then the wars of all the war, the people who are waiting in the entire Kurukshetra, they're waiting for this war to take place. That was a war between Arjuna and Karna. The people on both the sides, they dropped their weapons and watched this duel. Who is going to win? And it became so intense, that any moment, one may lose his life. And Karna shot a sarpastra. It sped in the speed of a mind. And within moments, Krishna
he pressed the chariot 1 feet below the earth, and Arjuna missed it by a whisker. Instead of his neck, his crown was blown apart. The war continued, and Karna was already, you know, had burdens of curses on him. At the peak moment when he was supposed to remember the Brahmastra, he forgot it. His chariot left him, and the wheel sunk inside the earth. He got down from his chariot, was about to lift the wheel. At that moment of time, he told Arjuna, "Arjuna, just one moment. I'll just lift the wheel and we'll again go back to the war." So Arjuna, what did he do? He kept the Gandiva, he kept his arrow, and he also was looking. Let him lift the wheel and we'll resume the fight. That time Krishna looked back. He said, "Why are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Shoot." "But Lord, it is against the rules of the Kshatriya spirit that unarmed soldier should not be shot. How many rules has this fellow followed all throughout his life? Shoot him right now." But before picking the Gandiva bow, Arjuna asked one question from Krishna. "Krishna, you just tell me," and Kumaravyasa explains it very beautifully. "All throughout my life, I have called this person, Karna, in front of me, a Sutaputra, son of a chariot driver, But I am 100% sure, my Lord, he is not a son of a chariot driver. He is a Kshatriya. When I see him speaking about Dharma, it reminds me of Yudhishthira. When he is angry, it reminds me of Bhima. In archery, we are equals. In beauty, he is like Nakula. In horse riding and swordsmanship, he is like Sahadeva. My Lord, will you please tell me who is he? Will you please reveal his identity?" What did the Lord say? Did he say, "He is your elder brother"? No. "Oh, you want to know his identity? Oh, I'll tell you his identity. He was the one who insulted your wife. Remember that Kuru Rajya Sabha? And he was the one, in cheating, in the mode of cheating, he killed your helpless son Abhimanyu in this same battlefield of Kurukshetra. He doesn't deserve to survive. Shoot him right now." Shot. He's gone. 18 days of battle are over. It was about to get over. On the 17th night, everyone is gone. Only one person survived. That was Duryodhan. The Pandava camp was sleeping very peacefully. Kaurava camp, there was no one in the Kaurava camp. Everyone gone. Only one person, Duryodhan. At that moment of time, Gandhari calls him. "I have to invest my powers in your body. The day I entered Hastinapur as a daughter-in-law, from that day till today, I have not opened my blindfold out of chastity to your dear father. Dhritarashtra. Today, after so many years, I'm going to see you in person. Come in that same attire the day you were born." Means, come in front of me without any clothes. See, it's in the middle of the night. Everyone is taking rest. But one person knew what is happening. And that is Krishna. When Duryodhana entered the river and came out, absolutely naked, that time the first person he met was Krishna. He said, "Where are you going? This hour of night, I'm going to meet Gandhari. Come on. This is not the age to go in front of him other than this state. At least cover up your lower part of the body." He took a plantain leaves and covered it, and he went in front of Gandhari. Gandhari bestowed her powerful glance. Everything became like iron and steel, except the lower part of the abdomen. She said, "Save yourself from the mace of Bhima. This part is very fragile." He said, "Don't worry, mother. As per the Kshatriya rules, the mace can't be hit below the belt. So you don't worry about it." And next day the fight took place on the 18th. And imagine Yudhishthira telling Duryodhan, "Now, Duryodhan, listen, we are five. and you are alone. I know that you are helpless. So you select the weapon of your choice and the person of your choice from one of the five. And if you win, the kingdom is yours. Oh, the Lord said again, he has opened his mouth. If he chooses Nakul or Sahadev, how will they win in front of Duryodhan? So the Lord has Paramatma within the heart, prompted in Bhima, Bhima, Bhima. And Bhima came in front and the fight took place. Bhima never thought that Duryodhan is so powerful. Had the fight prolonged for another 5-10 minutes, Bhima would have been history. The Lord intervened. He said, "Aho Bhima, below the belt." The mace was placed below the belt. Hard mace was placed by Bhima with the strength of 10,000 elephants. And Duryodhan is dead on the floor. If a devotee is sincere, serious, the Lord, our Krishna, can go to any extent to help. He doesn't mind his name getting, getting a tag. Oh, he cheated. And sure enough, it happened. After Duryodhana dropped dead, the celestials in the sky, they proclaimed, "Actually, Pandavas, the way you all killed Bhishma, Drona, Karna and Duryodhan, it was all by unfair means." It was celestial proclamation, Akashvani. And the Pandavas looked at Krishna. Krishna said, "Don't worry. I'll take care of it. That is my jurisdiction. Don't worry." When does the Lord do this? When his devotees are sincere, when the devotees are serious, they don't have a cheating mentality. The Lord takes full control of the lives of the devotees. That is Sharanagati. And that is our Lord. When he comes, no one is there. He doesn't require anybody's help and no one can intervene in his plan of action. That is Karunakaran. That is why His Holiness would always speak from this Vyasasan to all the sadhakas that for a devotee to progress in the path of devotional service, sincerity, seriousness and no ulterior motives, then we can attract the attention of the Supreme Lord and He can go to any extent to help His devotee. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any questions, any comments? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.